Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget with me. It is wonderful that you've joined me. We're looking at part 7 of God's Love today. And we're looking at this scripture. We're looking at Romans, the 5th chapter, and from verse 6. Listen to this. This is electric. This particular scripture is electric. And I know that it's going to mean something to you today, this very day. Paul says this to the Roman church. He says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Well, that would be great. If it was just that, that would be fantastic. But it goes on. Or he goes on, should I say. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though some might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Do you know, I could stop the Hour One Nugget right now and it would be very, very powerful already. And all I've done is read scripture. Well, scripture is incredibly powerful because it's the inspired word of God. We know that. So when we read scripture or we hear scripture, we know God is talking to us. Otherwise, there's no point in the Bible. No point at all. Look at this. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. We were helpless. We were a people going to hell in a truck, believe you me. Because in the Old Testament, we know that it says, and the wages of sin is death. We are supposed to be dying. We are supposed to be doomed. There was a TV program in the UK called Dad's Army. And there was one guy in this particular sitcom, this situation comedy, that used to say, we're all doomed. We're all doomed. It's the truth. We were all doomed, beloved. We were all doomed until God said, I've got to do something about this. I have got to do something. And I've got no choice but to send my own precious son, Jesus. And why am I doing this? I'm doing this because I love my people so desperately, so very, very much. I am willing to sacrifice my own son. You know, when Abraham was told by God to take his son and to sacrifice him, that's what he intended to do. Such was Abraham's love for God. Such was his obedience. He was prepared to sacrifice his own son. And I can imagine Abraham walking with his son, traipsing through the desert, waiting to get to this special place where he knew he was going to have to put his son to death. And then for him to pick up his son, who I believe was 24 at the time, to pick up his son and lay him on a rock and to get the knife ready to cut him, cut his throat, so he would then bleed, and it was the blood that God was looking for in the sacrifice. I can imagine the pain that, well, I can't actually, it's impossible. I cannot imagine the pain that Abraham must have been going through, knowing he was going to have to put to death his own son. But God did that. He had his own son put to death, and the Bible says that God turned his face away. Can you imagine the pain of sacrificing your own son to save sinners, to save people that should be going to hell. That was a sacrifice, and that is why our Lord Jesus Christ is the sacrificial lamb, because he died on the cross for you and for me. And his blood was shed, and he was disfigured. Isaiah says, and we knew him not. Beloved, that sacrifice was for you, because God loves you that much. Sometimes you say, well, David, I don't feel it. I don't feel loved. I don't feel special at all. I feel as though I'm an outcast. I feel no one cares about me at all. That is because you haven't got your eyes turned to the one who loved you first. That is because you haven't got your eyes turned to Jesus. That is because you're not worshiping him. That is not because you are not looking at him and saying, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. All you're doing is moaning. And all you're doing is complaining. And saying to yourself, no one loves me. No one cares for me. My mother used to say, when I was miserable as a child, she used to say, no one loves our Charlie. Because she knew that I was feeling sorry for myself. Beloved, when you're feeling down and depressed and lonely and no one is loving you, no one is caring for you, and no one cares what you do, turn your eyes toward heaven. Turn your eyes toward the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and say, Jesus, I am here. I am here, and Lord, I love you, and I worship you, and I adore you, and I will do whatever you want me to do, Lord. Just send me your love. You know, for many years, I had lived my life knowing that God loved me, but not really knowing it, if you know what I mean. I knew that the Bible said that God loved me, and I was prepared to accept that. But it was only until God actually touched me and touched my life, and his love poured down on me for 7 whole days, that I really, really understood what that meant. Because I had been touched by his love. And now I know that feeling. Now I know that sense. And I tap into that at all times. When I'm here on Worship Radio 247, oftentimes I am worshiping, and oftentimes I am in floods of tears as my Lord shows me how much he loves me. Beloved, that's what we've got to do. And that is what I've been told to do. I have been told and instructed by Almighty God to tell you about his love. And there's a reason for that. Because you don't know. And you don't sense it often enough. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. Beloved, we were sinning. And yet he said, I love you. I was in the middle of sinning, and God's love poured down on me, and he said to me, David, I love you. I love you. I love you, and I adore you. You are my child. You are my adopted child. I love you so much that I sent my son. Beloved, if you haven't already, turn to him now and say, God Almighty, I adore you. God Almighty, I worship you. God Almighty, never leave me nor forsake me, I pray in the name of Jesus. Such is the love of our God that the Bible tells us he will never, ever leave us nor forsake us. Let's give him worship, and let's give him glory now, and let's say, Lord, I love you too. In Jesus' name.